We have assisting me in the Opani department, my regular for this time of the day, this day of the week, Mark Levine, former congressional attorney, and, of course, a Washington, D.C. radio host with Pacifica Radio's WPFW. Mark, good to have you back.
Good to be back, Alan.
It should also be pointed out that you can learn more about Mark by checking out most mugshots in your friendly neighborhood post office. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey,
go
there.
To www.marklevineradio.com. Good to have you back, buddy.
Thanks.
We were talking about this, we've been talking about this for the last couple of days. What's your read on what we can all take away from this mess?
Well, that if you make up a rumor and you keep it up persistently and you spread a lie and you have absolutely no regard whatsoever for truth or decency or humanity, you can indeed make the president do a silly thing. So I want to start something tonight, Alan.
What was the silly thing he did?
I've heard that.
No. I don't know what the silly thing is he did. Is the silly thing he did?
Let me give you an example.
Was it that? Was the silly thing he did the putting off or the procrastination of meeting his Article II requirement, or B, was it finally coming out with it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You said you can make the president do a silly thing. What was the silly thing that you made that we all made the president do?
You made the president disclose a document that has no relevance except to people who are really crazy. But here's my idea.
So it's crazy to expect that the United States...
Wait.
You're telling me it's crazy to expect people to comply with the Constitution. Crazy. You're telling me it's crazy for people to expect their Constitution to be complied with. Why is constitutional compliance a crazy thing?
What are we talking about? Article 2 of the Constitution requires the president to be born in the United States. That's why Barack Obama could be president, and John McCain probably couldn't be. Where's his birth certificate? Oh, it's in Panama. Oops. But
you seem to be mistaken here. Let me try. I have no control over your power of delusion, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Here's
the deal, my friend. Even if you are a natural-born citizen, even if you are a natural-born citizen of the United States, if you're going to run for the presidency, you still have to show that you met those eligibility standards. You know, when a cop pulls you over in a car, it's not incumbent upon him to prove that you are not a licensed driver. It's incumbent upon you to prove that you are. Eligibility standards are incumbent upon you to show that you've met.
And he did that in 2008.
With what? No, he didn't.
With the only document that Hawaii has as legal tender to prove birth. I guess what you're saying, Alan, is that millions of people born in Hawaii really weren't born in Hawaii, right?
No, I'm saying that when
But here's the heart of it. McCain was born in Panama. Now, why isn't anyone raising this issue? Well, because Barack Obama's black, and therefore he can't be American, I guess. But here's the heart of it. In Hawaii, the certificate that he showed is the only certificate that is legal tender for getting a passport, for getting a driver's license.
Americans are not responsible for some other state's inbox labeling methodology if that inbox labeling methodology allows for noncompliance with the Constitution. You know, I talked about this. You're going to hear me out on this one. I want people to understand this, and I touched on this earlier. This is what's so bizarre, is that the belief that Obama and his defenders can credibly point to the laws of Hawaii that forbid the disclosure of these documents as the excuse for the delay. Here's a news flash to all who are constitutional illiterates among us, okay? Everybody out there, have another listen. Hawaiian law on this subject doesn't matter worth a gnat's breakage of wind. And the reason is because no government entity has the power to overrule an authority to which it is subordinate. Now, what that means is that if there is an eligibility standard for office required by the Constitution, no state law, nor U.S. legislative law for that matter, can be used to supersede or trump the compliance standards mandated by that founding document. Period. So if Hawaii had its head up its entrails so damn far that it came up with a law that would actually give people an excuse to not show that they're actually constitutionally compliant as a candidate for the presidency, well, then that's Hawaii's fault, not the American citizenry that is still entitled to have its standards met. What am I missing?
Okay, here's what you're missing, Alan. Where were you born? What state?
I was born upstate New York.
Okay, you're born in New York State. Okay, prove it.
I can.
Prove it?
I can.
With a
birth certificate that has all the information that Obama has now shown with his next birth certificate.
Where would the birth certificate
come from?
It would come from the authorities of New York State, correct?
Yes, but it was a birth certificate created upon my birth, not a retroactive one.
What if all the authorities of New York State are lying in a conspiracy and you were really born in Kenya? Couldn't they manufacture a document that claimed you were born in New York, but really you weren't?
That is a mythical
that's
measure and a mythical standard.
That's
irrelevant because it's a movable standard. It's a movable standard. It's therefore an irrelevant measure. Mark, I'm sorry. The only legitimate measure is the one born out of the original conflict, first exposing everything. I was trying to explain this earlier as well. The only legitimate measure is the one born out of the original rub, first exposing the conflict. And the reason is because otherwise you could take any argument and expand it into a multitude of other arguments, allowing you to escape from your half of the original rub simply because you can't defend it.
How do we know that anyone was born? Well, I'll tell you
that's
how
a
we
movable
know. We
standard argument. It's not. Look, if you can't argue on point, that means you have none. What I'm saying is there are standards that have to be met.
How do we know that anyone was born anywhere? How do we know? Well, they have these certificates, and they're issued by state governments,
yes.
And they're called birth certificates or certificates of live birth. And Hawaii government, under Republicans and Democrats, and all the state officials, all said Barack Obama was born in Hawaii. Now, either hundreds of state officials of both parties, including committed Republicans, were lying in some bizarre conspiracy that could prove that, I guess, that you, Alan, were born in Kenya, if New York did the same thing, or they were all telling the truth. And let's face it, 45% of Republicans are freaking idiots because they believe this crazy conspiracy stuff, and that shows you how dangerous our American.
There were a lot. I'm not a birther, and I always said that I thought he was born here. I just thought he couldn't blame others for suspicions of his own making because his behavior communicated it. The birth certificate that he put up there was grotesquely unsubstantial, grotesquely inadequate for the purposes of meeting the standards of Article 2. Inadequate for meeting the standards of Article 2. But golly gee, do you know what actually was pretty legitimate and relevant and valid? The one he just showed us recently. Had he done that, all these aggravating days could have been avoided. He knows it, you know it, I know it, God knows it. Folks, stick with us. You are with Battleline, Main Street Radio Network. I'm Alan Nathan. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. I'm ever yours, Alan Nathan, the militant moderate. Once again, this is The Oasis. For those who have an aversion to the left, right, black, white, two-dimensional approach, and absolutely delighted you could be with us again. More on Obama finally ending the question of his natural-born citizenship status, as he could have done all along. Also, who are the more viable Republican candidates, and how will Massachusetts' decision at their House to ban collective bargaining for government workers play out in the coming weeks? The left have genuinely gone berserk on this issue because they're thinking they're getting betrayed by their own fellow Democrats. Perhaps they're really not getting betrayed. These folks have just come to a reality that is dictated to them by the rudiments of math. We have assisted me in the opining department, my regular for this part of the day and this part of the week, old friend of the show, Mark Levine, former congressional attorney and Washington, D.C. radio host on Pacifica Radio's WPFW. You can learn more about him at marklevineradio.com. Good to have you back, Mark.
Thanks, Alan.
One of the reasons why so much of this has gone haywire until it was blissfully and mercifully put to an end yesterday by the president.
Oh, I don't think it was put to an end.
Oh, it's gone.
No. The birthdays are going to claim
it's gone.
That it was
okay. There are minuscule. There were a lot of rational people who just wanted to. Even, oh my God, Chris Matthews was saying, "Look, I know he's a natural born citizen." I know he is, but there's a long-form birth certificate. It makes no sense that he won't release it. Chris Matthews was saying this.
You know what? I think that Donald Trump was probably born with horns and is a Satan worshiper. I've heard it said somewhere, maybe on the Internet. Now, if he says no, I'll take him at his word for it, but we really won't know until he releases his full medical records now, will we?
Well, that's the epitomizing of apple-orange comparison.
I think it's exactly the same thing.
Let me ask you, what took him so long? Because I got to tell you, to me, Obama seemed to behave like the guy who, let's say, is a secret gambling addict. He's kept it to himself. He doesn't cheat on his wife, but because he won't explain his surprise absences, he comes across as if he might have. Now, who's to blame? The wife reacting to strange, unexplained conduct? Or the husband who, for reasons long unexplained, refuses to provide evidence to the contrary? He was giving us very strange behavior. The guy could have, with a snap, come up with the birth certificate that he just provided a long time ago, thus ensuring all of us could have been alleviated from this crap, and he refused to do it. At one point or another, everybody's got to execute some capacity for self-appraisal, including this president.
Okay, now, Hawaii says basically that here's the form everybody used, here's the form it gives out to millions of people, you have to file this special Freedom of Act Information lawsuit to get the birth certificate. My question is this: why should Obama be required to do something that no president or presidential candidate before or after has ever been required to do? John McCain was born in Panama, and no one raised an issue of it. He was not a natural-born citizen. Now, you can argue.
Was he born in Panama on a military base?
Right, so you can argue that maybe it was, maybe it wasn't.
As a vet and also as a former personnel man.
Where's his birth certificate? Where's his law?
As a vet and also as a former personnelman with the United States Navy off the coast of Iran during the hostage crisis during the Carter administration, who dealt with records all the time, I can assure you, if you're born on a military base, you might as well have been born in Hawaii or Alaska or New Jersey or New York.
No, is that what the founders had intended? The founders didn't have military bases abroad, right? They may have intended when they wrote natural born. If you're a strict constructionist and you believe literally in the original terms of the Constitution, there's an argument to be made that natural born means born right here in the United States. I agree it's at least an argument to be made, but that's a legitimate argument one way or the other. Barack Obama.
It is the same. You're trying to argue a contrast where there is no difference. If you're on a military base, it's American soil. If you're born in an American embassy in another country, that embassy is considered American soil, denotatively or connotatively.
Natural born, I think, means in the 50 states. But again, the heart of my question is this.
Well, natural born was a term of art. Natural born was a phrase incorporated in the Constitution when we only had 13 colonies.
That's right.
All right, so.
Do you really think they had military bases at that time? I don't think so. So if you're an originalist, if you're a strict constructionist, you would say John McCain can't run for president.
Of course they had military. What makes you think they didn't have military bases at the time? Are you on drugs? Of course they had military bases.
Outside the United States?
Outside the 13 colonies?
Outside the 13 colonies?
Sure.
We had some territories.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Panama Canal Zone wasn't a territory. It was leased. But look, I don't want to go too far on McCain. My point is this. Why should Obama be held to a standard that no other president's been held under? Did George W. Bush release his long-form birth certificate? Did Bill Clinton? Did George Washington? No other president's ever been asked to do this. Let me suggest...
Because they were able to, because everybody could, everyone could see what their birth certificate looked like. Reporters were shown everything. Health records, health history, birth certificates. They were always shown these things. And you know what? Just because some folks didn't do it correctly is not grounds for saying that others are off the hook. It is a constitutional standard. And we as Americans have a right to have this standard adhered to. Once you live in a universe, if you're living in a universe in which standards can be predicated on seemingly never-ending variables, they cease to be standards at all, and everybody's accordingly harmed by that.
He has to have a higher standard. Every single person.
He showed his birth certificate now, and now he has officially met the standards of Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, and I applaud him. He has met it. Before, that document was grotesquely inadequate.
Wait a minute.
The information in the original birth, the certificate of live birth that he put on the internet was grotesquely inadequate. Failed grotesquely.
A bunch of crazy conspiracy theorists, but not says the law, not says the Constitution. The law says that millions of citizens born in Hawaii who want to prove they're born in Hawaii to get a passport or to get a driver's license or to get anything else, all they have to do is show their birth certificate, and guess what? Hawaii only provides you with the short form unless you file a lawsuit. They do that because it's simpler. So the idea that Obama has to be held to a higher standard than any other citizen, any other president of the United States, let me suggest to you, it's only because of racism.
You're thinking that a self-inflicted act that rendered a state non-compliant with the Constitution is somehow its own self-fulfilling justification for that non-compliance.
Why is it non-compliant for Hawaii to say he was born here in Hawaii? Why is that non-compliant? That's what the short form says.
Because the short form provided...
Does the Constitution require you to name the hospital?
If you look at the long form and juxtapose it to the short form, you see a sea of additional empirically verifiable evidence that is usually replicated in most other birth certificates. The reality is, so parsimonious of information was the initial birth certificate that it triggered the very suspicions about which we've now been discussing these past 2 years. Now that he has shown the real birth certificate, the long form, the only one that people wanted all along, this this is all going away. Even MSNBC is saying this is finally going away.
I guarantee it won't go away. The birthers will claim that this isn't good enough, that it's a forgery, that a black man basically can't be president. I think this is entirely
Well, hold on. Where are you going with that? These are quantum leaps. You're detouring the discussion onto self-indulgent roads of escapism because you can't stick to the original one. You aren't familiar with Socratic dialogue, are you? That's why I probably crush every lefty who comes on here as well as every right winger. Socratic dialogue means you know how to debate point, counterpoint, counterpoint, counterpoint. You don't need to detour the discussion on the self-indulgent roads of escapism because your argument is so strong you don't want to waver. You want to stick right to those beautiful points. And only when people don't have them to offer do they pick up the masturbated sophistry so often and too often employed by both the far left and the far right. But let me get off that for a moment.
The question is, why should Obama be held to a different standard than any other presidential candidate? I can't think of anything.
There's not the least infinitesimal correlative relevance between the question you pose and anything that's ever been suggested. You're responding to, wait a minute, you're responding to a question never posed, opposing an argument never asserted. Whoever made the assertion that he should have to adhere to standards that nobody else has? The reality is, a lot of folks thought he was trying to get away with not adhering to the standards to which everybody else has to.
Millions of people in Hawaii.
I'm looking at the clock. I got other questions for you. Let's get off the birther thing because I'm done with it. Thank God it's over with. I only wish the great one, Barack Obama, had allowed all of us to escape a lot earlier. But we're stuck with history as it is.
And then released it only after he was no longer president to show people what asses they made of themselves. But go ahead.
You can't create the very doubt that others are embracing. What's that again?
They created their own doubt.
No. You can't create the very doubt with which you're confronted and blame anybody but yourself if you're the one who triggered it.
To get a passport?
You can't blame others for consequences of your own making. It's like the guy who hails the cab, shoots out the tires, and then bitches about not getting a ride. It's beyond counterintuitive. It's like you and I thinking that we can go ahead and blindfold the tour guide and then blame him afterwards for everybody getting lost. If you yourself are the impetus behind the very thing that's now giving you trouble, who else can you blame but yourself?
It's simply not true, Alan. You know it.
All right, so you're for people who don't want to practice personal responsibility. Case closed. We understand that. Let me get to this, though. Where are we going with Massachusetts? Were you surprised that the legislators in Massachusetts, at least on the House side, are pretty well, for all intents and purposes, doing away with most of the collective bargaining for government workers?
Well, that's not what they're doing. What they've said is that local governments on the issue solely of copayments and deductibles, if they want to differ from the state standard, that after giving the unions 30 days to talk about it, that they can do that, but they have to give some of the savings back to the union. I don't like it. I don't think it's a good precedent, but it's far from Wisconsin.
Well, according to the Boston Globe, most of their collective bargaining privileges have been pretty well stripped away. I guess this is bowing to the rudiments of numbers. Math usually trumps the day, regardless of the political sophistry to which too many of us are subjected day in and day out. But always invigorating and a lot of fun. Mark Levine, ladies and gentlemen, go to his website, marklevineradio.com. You are with Battleline, Main Street Radio Network. I'm Alan Nathan. Wearing glasses.